This is NPR.
Hillary Clinton's presidential bid has suffered another high-level departure. Mark Penn is out as Hillary Clinton's top campaign strategist. He quit the campaign after it was revealed that he met with a Colombian diplomat about passing a free trade deal that Clinton opposes. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
Penn's meeting with the Colombian ambassador was just the latest controversy surrounding the pollster, who's also the president and CEO of the public relations giant Burson Marsteller. The Colombian meeting angered labor union officials and the Clintons themselves. Senator Clinton has been running as an opponent of new free trade deals, and Penn's meeting threatened to undermine that stand. Penn was also under fire for other clients of Burson Marsteller, such as the private security contractor Blackwater and Syntus, an anti-union corporation. Penn has been criticized for focusing Clinton's strategy too much on the general election and for underestimating the challenge from Barack Obama. He's often clashed with other top Clinton strategists, and some of his reported confrontations with them can only be described by expletives deleted.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. More on what Penn's departure means when we talk with John Harris of Politico.com later on in the show. The people of Zimbabwe will have to wait at least another day for their presidential election results. The nation's high court was expected to rule today on whether it can release results that have been locked down for 9 days. A lawyer for the opposition party says the court announced they'll wait until Tuesday. Current President Robert Mugabe's party wants a recount and doesn't want the original final vote tally released. Meanwhile, the opposition party says its candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai, has already won and is asking the high court to force the release of the results. The Olympic torch has now been put out twice. Police in Paris extinguished the flame to move it away from protesters there. Demonstrators worried security officials, so police put it out and moved the torch to a bus. 3,000 police are on hand to protect the torch as it travels through France. This follows scuffles yesterday when the torch was in London and protesters got close enough to grab it. Demonstrators are protesting China's policy in Tibet in advance of the Summer Olympic Games in Beijing. And Yahoo says Microsoft is being cheap. They just said that Microsoft's $41 billion buyout offer is too low, but they said they don't oppose some kind of deal. Microsoft raised the stakes this weekend. Their CEO sent a letter to Yahoo's directors threatening to lower the price of the buyout offer and take the proposal directly to shareholders. Microsoft originally offered to buy it at $31 a share. A drop in the price of Microsoft stock has already lowered that offer to just over $20 a share. And in movie news, Youth and Gambling, still number one. The film 21 stayed on top for the second weekend in a row, taking in $15.1 million. The George Clooney vintage football flick Leatherheads debuted at number two with $13.5 million. And at number three, Nim's Island, the family adventure film starring Jodie Foster and Abigail Breslin. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.